Our soloists this morning sang about their faith and their personal witness. Let me tell you about Jesus. Thank you, Gwendolyn. I believe. Thank you, Bill. And we all sang our beloved hymn, I love to tell the story. And members of our spiritual life team spoke about the reality of God in their lives. Now, how do we bring all this together? I think our first scripture reading is going to do that. That's also the theme for our entire service. I believed it, so I said it. And you will hear those words in scripture in a moment. Second Corinthians 4, verse 13 through 18. We're not keeping this quiet. Not on your life. Just like the psalmist who wrote, I believed it, so I said it. We say what we believe. And what we believe is that the one who raised up the Master Jesus will just as certainly raise us up with you alive. Every detail works to your advantage and to God's glory. More and more grace. More and more people. More and more praise. So we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside it often looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without His unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. There's far more here than meets the eye. The things we see now are here today, gone tomorrow. But the things we can't see now will last forever. Now, our second reading illustrates the power of sincere faith. We find it the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. They spent some time in Jericho. And as Jesus was leaving town, trailed by his disciples and a parade of people, a blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting alongside the road. And when he heard that Jesus the Nazarene was passing by, he began to cry out, Son of David, Jesus, mercy, have mercy on me. And many tried to hush him up, but he yelled all the louder, Son of David, mercy, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped in his tracks. Call him over. They called him. It's your lucky day. Get up. He's calling you to come. Throwing off his coat, he was in his feet at once and came to Jesus. And Jesus said, What can I do for you? And the blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. On your way, said Jesus, your faith has saved and healed you. And in that very instant, he recovered his sight and followed Jesus down the road. Here ends our scripture readings. May it have some personal meaning for each and every one of us this morning. My friends, a well-known preacher was visiting a little town, as was the practice in the olden days. So he just arrived to preach at an old-fashioned revival campaign. I'm sure many of us attended some of those in the olden days. That was happening that evening. So that afternoon, this traveling preacher wanted to mail a letter. Therefore, he asked the little boy in the main street how he could get to the post office. So the little boy gave him directions, and after he gave him the directions, the preacher said, "Well, son, if you come to the sports stadium tonight, I will tell you how to get to heaven." The kid was so quick with the response, "No thanks, you don't even know how to get to the post office." Well, I have some personal experience there. I was about this kid's age when my parents decided that we should really attend a widely advertised mass rally to hear one of those American preachers of the past. At that time, visiting Johannesburg, where I grew up. And there was going to be a big revival meeting in a huge theater. Now, I must tell you, that's not entirely how I grew up. This was an exception. My parents were old-fashioned people, I would say, in the good way, and very stern about our faith, and I thank God for them to this day. But that was one exception. We were curious, so we went. And it turned out to be a remarkable personal experience for me as a kid. And to this day, I still remember the impact that the story of the blind beggar Bartimaeus made on my personal life. Because as a kid, one of thousands, being there out of curiosity, the preacher read these verses that we heard this morning. And that's where I met Bartimaeus, and he's been one of my favorites more so many years ago, but he still is. That night I understood the question that Jesus asked. What can I do for you? Very personal, very direct. What can I do for you? And the blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." Biggest desire of his life. "I just want to see." "On your way," said Jesus, "your faith has saved and healed you." An important question, a faith question, direct from the sacred pages of Scripture. This story about Jesus is so beautiful, poignant, powerful, that it transports us back through the ages and teaches us much about our Christian faith, even in our times. It is as if we can still see the event taking place. Just think back, just imagine. And if any one of you has ever been to the Holy Land and to Jericho, you will know in that desert outside the old ruins of the early cities, you can still see the road that went through and by Jericho. Then I realized that a few stories in the Bible are so powerful as this specific story, because this has to do with a response to Jesus. It tells of an unconditional faith. Jesus went by the Jericho road where the poor man was sitting, and he responded to the calls. He didn't seek the man out. He responded to the calls of the blind beggar. And the Bible tells us that that beggar was touched and changed forever. So it's really a story about faith. And in our times we hold something of that over. Bartimaeus had faith, and it was his faith that made him complete again. And I'm really not talking about the blindness or lack of blindness or the change, the outward changes. It's there, it's there in the Bible to read. Something else happened that day. That blind beggar called out to Jesus. His first opportunity in his life, and he did so. The great Charles Spurgeon, preacher who lived about 150 years ago, wrote as follows. He said, "A little faith will bring your soul to glory, but a great faith will bring glory to your soul." You have to think about this one. It's so beautiful. A little faith will bring your soul to glory, but a great faith will bring glory to your soul. I do believe that, and my earnest prayer and faith will connect my being and my soul with God's will and ways. I think I'm speaking for most of us. We've discovered that something happens in prayer. I'm not talking just, I need this, I need that, amen. I'm not talking about that. But the moment when you consciously move into the presence of Almighty God, not only to speak and beg, but also to listen, to understand better, and to sense, oh, the peace that passes all understanding. All understanding. Your prayer and your faith will connect your soul and your being with God's will and ways. And come to think of it, this is a specifically good story because all the odds were against Bartimaeus. Just think of it, blind, destitute, a beggar sitting by the roadside while the entire world was passing him by. Do you sometimes also feel that you have all the odds against you? Yes, we all have our blue days when we wake up in the morning and just nothing goes right. Everything seems to be out of whack for the day, and it happens. It definitely happened to Charlie Brown in the Peanuts cartoon. He encountered this one day, because one day Charlie Brown said to Linus, "I feel so good. I just got back from the grocery store. Do you know that? Even the owner and his wife were friendly to me. They said I was a very nice boy." Linus replied, "Well, in the 6th chapter of Luke, it says, 'Woe to you when all men speak well of you.'" Charlie Brown leans his head on his hand and sighs, "So much for feeling good." Being blind has many disadvantages. To a certain extent, it is true of all of us. We have our handicaps. If it's not physical, it may be emotional. And they may be in the form of handicaps or in the form of attitudes. We all are disadvantaged in our own way. I think of a sign that I heard of on a certain factory manager's door. It says, "If you have problems, come in and tell me about them." And if you do not, please come in and tell me how you do it. Bartimaeus had more problems than most, but he did not give up. He heard about Jesus, and nothing could stop him. Others were witnessing, others were telling. The rumors came and went, and people who saw Jesus were telling one another. And one day, unexpectedly, it happened for him. We can assume the first time in his life. The Bible tells of his call, Son of David, mercy, have mercy on me. And of course what happened was many of the people in the crowd rebuked him and told him not to make such a racket and scene. But he cried out even more, Son of David, mercy, have mercy on me. And then the Bible takes over with this. Jesus stopped in his tracks. Call him over. Suddenly the attitude of the people changed. The attitude of the people around him changed. Because Jesus noticed him. And they called out to Bartimaeus. Hey, it's your lucky day. Get up. He's calling you to come. And look what Bartimaeus did next. Bible says that he threw off his mantle. He sprang up and came to Jesus. And then came the question. Right in the presence of Jesus. Jesus asked, what can I do for you? Blind man had only one response. Oh, Rabbi, I want to see. On your way, said Jesus, your faith has saved and healed you. And from that moment on, Bartimaeus was not going to let anyone tell him to be quiet ever again. He wanted to see Jesus with his own eyes, and he was willing to pay any price to achieve this goal. And that's the difference that determination makes in life. What do you want me to do for you? The voice rings out over the centuries, and the voice can be heard in the little church near the beach of Cocoa Beach Community Church. For the so manyth time this morning, what do you want me to do for you? Finally, Jesus said, after the meeting with Jesus, when you and I come in the presence of God, we also hear, go your way. Your faith is not in vain. You didn't believe for nothing. Your faith is making you well. The Bible says, and immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus from that day on. He never ever turned his back on Jesus again. I do not believe that Bartimaeus was ever the same again. I doubt if he ever let anyone put him down again. I doubt if he ever gave in to discouragement again. Because after that pivotal moment in his life, he knew that he mattered to God. He mattered as a person, as an individual. His faith was the proof, the only proof that he could present. Oh, I love to tell the story of the young African slave who was captured and brought to America on a slave ship, a stinking boat of festering humanity. And the traders pushed the youth onto the slave auction block, and to the surprise of all the people who came to be at the auction, this slave did not hang his head in shame or humiliation, as most of maybe all the other slaves did. Instead, he stood rigidly erect, thrusting his chest out and lifting his chin high, his eyes fixed straight ahead. Unusual. Wow, what's up with that guy? The crowd stirred and murmured as the proud slave stood on the block. And then people started to quiz the slave trader. Why is this one so different? The slave trader said, well, you must know that this man is the son of a king in Africa, and he simply cannot forget it. Are we children of the King of Kings, the God of Gods, passing us by, asking, what can I do for you? That's why I can call myself nothing in myself. But I know what I believe. I know to whom I belong. And after 10 years in this pulpit, I know how many, many people in this church share that faith, that assurance. We are children of the King of Kings. That brings us to the question, is your faith still making a difference in your life? Bartimaeus knew from that day that he met the Master that he was a child of God, and he never forgot it. Faith can see the invisible, believe the incredible, and receive the impossible. And even today, even this morning, 2010, Jesus still asks, what do you want me to do for you? And I tell you, if you say this very morning, if you speak from your heart and with your heart, Rabbi, I want to see. The answer is guaranteed. Your faith has saved and healed you. Go and doubt no more. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a moment. Loving God, we are aware of an empty space within, aware that we need this time to be in quiet communion with you. This morning we ask that you rekindle in us the desire to be your faithful followers. Help us make strong the bonds of caring support within this church family of ours, so that we have the strength and commitment to also minister to others. Enable us to move beyond the beauty of the sanctuary into our fractured world in order to heal where there is sickness, to feed where there is hunger, to reconcile where there is division, and to proclaim your truth where there is only ignorance. By your grace, through your Spirit, O God, and with your love, lead us into the future and make us what we are capable of becoming. Rabbi, Rabbi, we want to see. Amen.